going to have some intimate girls talk. Welcome to Her Health and Happiness with me, your host, Jenny Russell. Happy New Year. We are into 2026 and we are going to have a show, a conversation, definite girls talk. We're talking cervix this week. It's a cervical cancer awareness month, so we're going to be talking the cervix. To that, remember, I do hope, like me, you remember that you two are blessed and highly favored, amazing, a magnet for miracles, the solution to someone's prayer, solution to someone's problem, and the answer even to someone's prayer. I'll get confused. This week's girls talk is going to be on reflection, momentum, feminine health, and the courage to choose differently. We're going to talk about how we end 1 year, because how we end 1 year is how we enter the next. Totally unfiltered girls talk that we're going to have. We are technically in the new year, but energetically many people may still be carrying December. We are going to discuss. We're gonna talk about easy, cheesy, but you should still be dancing. I'm that person that can just hang on to a tune. So I hope you remember that Her Health and Happiness is a show dedicated to all aspects of female intimate health and the whole person. And honestly, in this January, Cervical Cancer Awareness Month, I'm telling you, there is a lot of wholeness in our cervix. But as we move into this month, I just want to remind you and start with the gentle truth, right? January doesn't start fresh if December ends fractured. So how we end the year really dictates how we start the new one. So we've got to think, how did we finish 2025? And I don't just mean emotionally or financially, I'm talking about hormonal, emotional, physical, spiritual, all part of the whole for us. And what are we bringing with us that no longer fits? What are we not willing to still let go of when we're 26 years in now to this new millennium, when most people thought that was the end of the world in 1999. So, let's just have a quick recap on December, because December is a very extravagant month for many of us. It is a month of realities rather than resolutions. It's been a month of overgiving, financial strain, emotional suppression. That's a big one for us. Hormonal flare-ups, pelvic back fatigue and sleep issues, smiling through it culture. So we don't kind of really collapse into December until we start to unravel in January. It's just a really weird one. We got to think, you know, when we look at, bring it back to our intimate health, we're talking stress, hormones, pelvic floor, digestion and immunity. Because your body keeps the score no matter what date is on the calendar. And so that's what we're going to be looking at, right? But January 2026 and the year of the horse. So January isn't about speed. January for us really is about direction. You have a choice. You can make resolutions or you can decide the direction in which you want to take your vitality, your health, your finance, your relationships. So it's more about direction. And the year of the horse, it's really symbolism. The symbolism for that for me really is about movement, about freedom, about power, about endurance. It's not really about the horse per se, but it's actually telling you that horses need reins. So it was really interesting because I think the end of October, I had this dream. And my girlfriend is on her way back from Barbados now. And she'd have landed now. And she'd been out there for 7 months. And I dreamt that I'd gone to Barbados. And I shared this with you guys. I was on the way to the airport. And I realised, oh my God, I haven't gone to see Maureen. Like, how could I go to Barbados and not go and see Maureen? So I don't know who I was with in this dream. But they said, okay, let's go. And they took off. But not in a car, not on a bus. They took off on a horse. So I was on a horse as well. But as I was trying to ride my horse kept bucking all the time. And I was trying to work out what was wrong with my horse. And what it said was that the reins, it was caught. The reins were caught in its hooves, in its feet. So I had to undo the reins. And so for me, really, it's about direction. Once the horse was free, the horse could move. And so for me, it really was understanding that this is a powerful, powerful beast. But I couldn't direct it with my reins because the reins were stopping it from moving. So we understand that whatever is happening, it's like power without direction becomes exhaustion. And so we need to be able to know where it is we want to go and what our direction is. So for January, this is an opportunity for us. So for us in January, this gives us an opportunity to look at some key things. We have to look at the health fluctuations that may come early in the year and put health first. But we don't have to, we can make a choice to. Because really, our health dictates the direction in which every other area of our life will go. We can also reflect and understand why January often exposes what has been ignored and why forcing productivity can backfire, especially for us as females. So the question then becomes, are you running or are you being led? That's an answer for yourself. What is it that we're doing? So when we look at this month here and we look at intimate health, because it is something we tend not to pay much attention to. And the cervix obviously is an internal part of our being. And for us as females, much of our intimate health is in me. It's inside of us, right? So what we need to be able to, you know, in the T.G. Jakes Bible, he says intimacy is into me see. And that's literally what we need to do. We need to into me see. We need to see what's going on within our intimate internal body. So if we look into January being Cervical Cancer Awareness Month, and we start to understand what that means for our health, for our vitality, then we can start to look at where we are, where we're going, what the cervix means for us. Because trust me when I tell you, it means everything. Now, I have a poem, a spoken word, on Vibral and Gina, which I've read to you before. And I say that the cervix is our, the orgasmic collective of he, stands guard against the enemy to protect the room above, which is our womb, or to let in new life, most times created in love. So here's a little known fact, really, that the cervix isn't just a gateway. It's a richly innervated, hormonally responsive, and deeply connected to our nervous system and our emotional safety. We don't recognize that. But when we have chronic stress as women, which most of us do, when our boundaries are blurred or our body doesn't feel safe, then that's mama in the background, then our cervix often tightens, it numbs, or it inflames. So what we're going to do is explore the cervical and pelvic health emotional boundaries and why January is the month that your body finally speaks. So we're going to explore that in a bit more detail. So it really helps us, right? Because it's not just a doorway. The cervix really is, like I said, it stands guard against the enemy. It's a decision maker. So what most people don't recognize or don't know is that the cervix is neurologically rich. It has sensory pathways connected to the autonomic nervous system. Everything's connected. Everything's connected. And we need to understand that. And it responds differently depending on safety, arousal, stress, and our hormonal state. So literally, when we start to understand our inner being and how we are, we can start to work differently. So the cervix responds to safety, arousal, stress, hormonal state, and it produces different cervical mucuses depending on fertility, immunity, and inflammation. That's a little lesson we're having today. We have a little biology lesson, right? So it doesn't just stand guard. It decides who enters, when, and why. And this is why it's so important, especially when we're looking at the rates of cervical cancer, when we align it to things like HPV, when we look at uterine health and safety, we need to understand it, right? So the cervix is the uterus's first line of defense. So a lot of the times I had a millimeter, which is still massive, because it's not a massive piece of kit that we have in our body. I had a millimeter shaved off. But that can be tremendously impactful to what happens to the body in terms of safety, security, stability following on, if we don't have certain things then put in place and understand what we're doing. So physiologically, it acts like a selective barrier against pathogens. So it protects against disease. So it protects the uterus, right? So shaving that can then diminish the security of what gets into the uterus, which means you have to now start thinking about what are you doing in terms of your own health. It's when it's healthy, the cervical mucus that it produces is antiviral, antibacterial, and sperm selective. So we need the antiviral, antibacterial properties to protect the uterus. So when we have the cervix removed, we expose the uterus. But when it's stressed or inflamed or hormonally suppressed, then these protective functions weaken, right? So you could also align it or liken it to your boundaries. For us as females and boundaries. So when a woman's boundaries are constantly crossed, emotionally or physically, then the impact on the cervix often reflects that before anything showed up in a test. So hidden from view, we don't see these things, but this is what it can do, right? But there's another side, and this is the beautiful side, right? This is the beautiful side. So this is not, we're not talking being out there and being promiscuous and doing anything. It's just literally understanding the body. So the cervix is also an orgasmic collector. And this doesn't get spoken about a lot. This doesn't get spoken publicly, but it is true. Cervical sensation contributes to deep, full body orgasms, not just surface pleasure. So this is called a LEAP surgery. And if you go onto the internet, you can look for yourself. You'll see women that have said, since they've had their cervix removed, they have no orgasms. And the stress that has caused is massive, right? So we need to understand this, right? Because we don't get told this. But cervical stimulation activates the parasympathetic pathway. That's the pathway that helps us to digest, to rest, repair, restore, refresh, to bond, to build. So that's the pathway. So it actually heightens that pathway. That's why orgasms are so important and so powerful. It contributes to feelings of grounding, emotional release, and connection. You know that already. So when men and young boys say they want to just find out what it's like, or they just want to, you know, experiment, and they say that women catch feelings. They don't understand. They catch feelings. How can you catch feelings? It's because the cervix is being stimulated. And when it's stimulated, that's what it does. It does emotional release, but it also connects us. We're connected, not committed. I wrote that poem already, that spoken word. What can a man get for a smile and a wink and a few choice words that cloud the way you think? You're connected, not committed, yet you give away all you have. We have to understand that. But trauma, chronic stress, pelvic tension, or surgical, and especially surgical intervention, can dull the sensation. And it's not because the pleasure's gone, but the nerve signaling and the blood flow's been altered. This is what's really important. It's the nerve signaling. Everything we have, whether you cut your finger, whatever you happen, it's the signals, those nerve endings and those signals from the brain to those areas. That's why when people have the vaginoplasty and they're cutting nerve endings around the vulva, you lose the sensation. When you have that done for breast things, you lose the sensation. So we have to understand a loss of sensation is not loss of capacity, it's just literally a loss of communication. And without the communication, things don't respond the same way. So you're trying to get the stimulation that you want to have in intimacy. He's trying his hardest to give it to you. But these things, stress, trauma, tension, and moreover surgical intervention, can actually just numb it and take it away. So we have to be aware of what we are allowing to happen to ourselves. Because I understand the word itself is very scary. But there are other ways in which we can actually help to reverse what's happening within us. But the fear takes over. And what happens is we remove this for now. But we create a whole other situation for ourselves that many times we struggle to understand. Let's play a trail. Come back on the other side.
UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
We are back. So, we're talking cervical cancer and cervix. We're talking about the cervix, really. But I want to just touch on HPV because the human papillomavirus, it's not just a moral issue. It also is a nervous system and immune conversation. And that's the conversation that we don't tend to get from the medical profession. So it's not just a virus. It's a mirror of our immune resilience. And so most HPV infections clear naturally with a supported immune system. The immune system, we're so well designed, it just depends on how we carry ourselves, right? So chronic stress, nutrition deficiency, smoking, poor sleep, hormonal suppression, reduce cervical immune defense. So when we recognize the cervix as a highly sensitive area to inflammation and oxidative stress, we can know that just based on our nutrition, our lifestyle, the environment we're around, we may be creating something for ourselves that we don't naturally want. So the body's not failing, it's just asking for some reinforcement. And I wish, you know, even I my friend went on and on and on and on because we'd lost so many people during lockdown, it just scared him. And I I actually have to say that I did give in to the scare, more from the pressure that was on the phone every single day. It can be quite overpowering. And then it can create other problems for you, which it did for me. I'll explain that soon. But this really is the empowering part that I want to do on cervical health, is that there are foods that we can eat that support cervical health. I have a book on foods to improve pelvic floor health. So if you email me pelvicsecrets@icloud.com, I can send you the link to get the free ebook, although it does need redoing and updating. But it's still got some really great advice just about vitamins and minerals, which parts of our intimate and pelvic health they support, so you can include them into your nutrition and lifestyle, so you can direct the health of your pelvic floor from January moving on. It's very, very useful for you for that, and it's free. Pelvic Secrets at iCloud. Follow me at Pelvic Secrets on Instagram, TikTok, Jenny with an I, J-E-N-N-I on LinkedIn or Facebook, or Pelvic Floor Secrets on Facebook. You'll find me there. But the cervix supportive nutrition includes things like vitamin A, beta carotene, right? So carrots, sweet potatoes, leafy greens, they're really good. That's for the epithelial tissue, just for the tissue itself repair. Vitamin C we know is really good because that's really good for immune protection and collagen. So that's obviously citrus, berries, peppers. Folate, so lentils, spinach, avocado for cellular turnover. Zinc, like pumpkin seeds, seafood for antiviral defense. Omega-3s, your oily fish, your flax, your walnuts for inflammation regulation. Cruciferous vegetables, your broccolis, your kales, your cauliflowers. Estrogen metabolism support. So the cervix thrives on nourishment like every other part of the body. But this is really important because you protect the cervix, you protect the womb. So it's not just restriction. It thrives on the two things together. So for me, it's like what we have to understand is when we understand how the body works better, we can prepare it or protect it better. But what we must know is that when we understand that the cervical surgery can affect orgasmic expression, I think this is something to be spoken about, and it should be shared by the doctors so that you understand what is going on from beforehand. Because surgery can save the tissues, but it can also alter sensation, as I shared earlier on. So when you have the procedure, they usually use laser to burn. So if they're using laser to burn and cauterize the area, that's going to desensitize, that's going to kill off nerve endings, right? So those procedures may affect the nerve endings, the blood supply and connective tissue glide. So that creates a problem right there. The emotional processing is often overlooked because the cervix is deeply tied to identity, creativity and expression. So these are conversations we don't have, but these are conversations we do have at Unfiltered. So we will be back again. We are back again very soon. Many women aren't told they need rehabilitation, reconnection, or pelvic therapy after. They're just left. And then they just have to go onto forums where they still don't find the information they need to actually strengthen themselves emotionally, hormonally, and physically. So healing doesn't end when the procedure does. That's just when it starts. They didn't cauterize mine properly at all, and I hemorrhaged. I hemorrhaged really badly, so badly, I almost had to have a blood transfusion. But because I understand the reconnection, the retherapy bit, I was able to help myself in that regard. Now, this becomes a massive conversation for women who are single, who are Christian, who are in the church, who don't know how to touch themselves, won't allow themselves to be touched because of the word. And so then they don't realize what they are creating for themselves further down the road when they're now looking for a new relationship. And all the challenges that will come from something like this. So this conversation is really, really important. And I hope you find it useful. If you want to ask me any questions, honestly, pelvicsecrets@iCloud, at Pelvic Secrets, Instagram, TikTok, Jenny Russell, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Pelvic Floor Secrets. But I will share more on that. But this way it's nice. So the cervix responds to how safe a woman feels. And it responds to how safe we feel to receive. And that could be life, love, pleasure, truth, whatever it is. We have to be able to let the body know it's safe to receive these things. And it, and honestly, you don't have to feel it's just a sensation. But things like overgiving, suppressed voice, fear of disappointing others, lack of rest, sexual disconnection, without understanding why, all of these things can affect us. Put it this way. If your cervix could speak, it might just ask you, do you feel safe enough to open? Open up to receive. It may just ask you that. So I just want to end this part before we do the next ad with a simple little line. The cervix is not small. It is sovereign. It guards life. It collects truth. And it responds to how a woman lives, not just how she's examined. Let's play a trail. Let's play a track. And let's come back on the other side. Your cervix is the lifeblood and the gateway to love and life. And love.
UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
If you see the letters AIDA, do you immediately think of the opera by Verdi? AIDA is also an advertising acronym for those iconic Mad Men days. A is for attention, I is for interest, D is for desire, A is for action. This process is a timeless truism for making a sale. Fortunately, if your product or service is health-related, we can offer you guaranteed access to a global audience with a high interest in health, healthy lifestyle and contemporary well-being. UKHealthRadio.com has a regular monthly audience of around 1.5 million health-conscious people. And Health Triangle, its award-winning monthly magazine, has around 20,000 paying subscribers. Find out more about both at UKHealthRadio.com. Let's all put health first.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tena Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with a skin comfort formula online and in stores now.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It's not my fault. You've been lying, saying that I took away your peace. Drowning by yourself, now you wanna blame me. Like you have no options. I ain't take your options. Now I'm not the problem. Man, that's on you, yeah. You've been terrorizing me, yeah, I'm always wrong. I knew you lost your mind when you dropped that bomb. Girl, are you crazy? Yeah, you must be crazy. I've been thinking lately, lately it's you. You stole your peace, put it on me. Baby, it's you. Lying like a rat, but take your stuff back. Baby, it's you, 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 you. Baby, it's you. What did you think?
and I would never. Yeah. You've been flexing everywhere. Girl, look in the mirror. Man, you're so dirty. Yeah, you look so dirty. You were never worthy. Lately, it's you. You stole your peace, put it on me. But baby, it's you. Lying like a ride, but take your stuff back. Baby, it's you. If I was Father Time, then I would change the honey, so I never saw your face.
I
please, what do I have to do to make you
dedicated to the cervix, because it's like I thought I'd finished all my notes and then I remembered I've got some other bits. I've got my notes all over the place. I've got a bit more information. Do you know what? It's really important. Like I said, you know, if we think about orgasms, right, they're not just muscle issues. Again, remember, it's literally, it's the central nervous system that's responding. It's an event, right? So better orgasms don't come from doing more. They come from feeling safer to receive, right? So orgasms are driven, as I said, by the parasympathetic system, nervous system, which is the rest, openness and trust. So if we're just rushing and got chronic stress and we're moving around and we're hyper-independent, then we shut this down. And if the body is trying to get through the day, then pleasure becomes secondary. So it's kind of also important for us to understand that we will not climax in survival. We have to also know that if our pelvic floor is tight, it can also reduce the pressure, the pleasure. Now, this is important because everybody wants a tight pelvic floor to be able to have better orgasmic expression. However, tight and weak go together when it comes to the pelvic floor. So we have to understand poor orgasmic response is when we're too tense. When we're over tense, we have problems. So the cervix and the pelvic floor, they need movement. They need to slide and glide. They need blood flow. They don't just need to grip. They need to be able to float. It's a massaging effect. It's what needs to happen. So constantly holding it together and just gripping doesn't work. If you look at one of my videos I did on Instagram, I said this, you know, just the man wants it to tight, tight, tight. He wants a massage. There's a slide and glide that needs to go on. So relaxation creates the range and the range creates the sensation. So they work together. Relaxation creates range and range creates sensation. So once we understand that and we understand that the cervix responds to pace, not pressure, the bodyguard kind of is a great metaphor because it helps with rhythm, it helps with breath-led movement, it helps with slowness, it helps with feeling emotionally present and not just an exercise of performance. So the cervix opens up to timing as opposed to force. So this applies to not just to intimacy, but to self-pleasure, to life decisions, to our creativity and breath. Whenever I work with women on pelvic floor, I always start with breathing. If you want a copy of the 9.5 minute, The Beauty of Breathing with myself and Paul Check, then again, email me. Simple, practical, empowering. Breathing is everything. Shallow chest breathing keeps pleasure localized and short. Deep diaphragmatic breathing increases pelvic blood flow. Gentle sound, exhale, sigh, hum, helps release the jaw-pelvis connection, because there is a connection between your lower jaw and your pelvis. The jaw and the cervix speak the same language. So tension or release, we have to understand that. And then just knowing that your hormones matter more for some of you than your technique. And the key players for that hormonal response: estrogen is tissue health and lubrication, testosterone is desire and intensity, oxytocin is your bonding and emotional safety, and cortisol, stress, because there is good stress as well, is your pleasure suppressant if it's over. Cortisol can play a good role in actually opening up and helping metabolizing, but it also plays a role in suppressing if it's too much stress. So we need to understand that it's not so much that we lose our desire, but our life can drown the desire out. So we want to make sure that we understand that nutrition, sleep, stress, emotional load, and overfunctioning all play their role in the quality of and the types of orgasms that we're going to have. So emotional boundaries improve orgasms. I can hear you asking, what do you mean by emotional boundaries improve orgasms? Well, let me put it this way. There are patterns that we have that can reduce our pleasure. And literally, those patterns are quite simply saying yes when you mean no. So you're stretching yourself. Overgiving without rest. Guilt around receiving and disconnecting from your body in order for you to cope. It's like you just kind of disconnect from the actual sensations within your body. But the truth is this. Your body mirrors consent everywhere, and not just in the bedroom. And that's what we're not recognizing. But better orgasms often arrive for us as women, believe it or not, when we stop explaining ourselves. I mean, you know, that's massive. When we stop denying ourselves rest without feeling guilty, when we allow support to help us, and when we slow down our lives, not just for intimacy, that's how the boundaries can actually improve our orgasmic pleasure. But let's just remember this one thing. An orgasm is an expression. It's not a performance. It's a way in which we express ourselves. That's the way in which men express themselves. We express ourselves. So think of it this way. Orgasms are not something to achieve. They are something that you allow. And your cervix, it doesn't respond to demand. It responds to safety, trust, and truth. So what are you telling your cervix? Another way to look at it is this, right? Better orgasms don't begin in the pelvis. They begin in how we as women, we as females, live, breathe, rest, and receive. And that was my event in November last year. It was the, you know, she celebrates the art of receiving, resting, and rising. The cervix already knows the way. So once we allow ourselves to feel, to see, to be, to breathe, you know, I used to do these parties way back in the day, better sex, flatter abs. And it really was just understanding how the body works, understanding what it meant for us and how we can help ourselves. But as we come to the end of the show, as we start to head towards the last 10, 11 minutes, I want to segue from just talking about the cervix itself, just to just maybe raise a bit of awareness around Cervical Cancer Awareness Month. So we know it's more than just smear tests, because smear tests, what they normally do, they reflect our immune health, our hormonal balance, our emotional boundaries, our safety, consent, and self-trust. That's not how they tell it to you, but that's literally what it's doing. But if we understand, it's kind of a bridge really to broader pelvic or intimate health. It's around pelvic pain, libido changes, painful periods, numbness, shame, silence. Awareness about autonomy changes nothing. So once we're able to have the awareness and then take back the autonomy, that's when the changes come. So literally, we kind of assess, then we release, and then we redress. So then we're able to align ourselves. And this is why, for me, Unfiltered is such a powerful movement. Because it's about having these open, raw, honest conversations. And I've hit the ground running. Her Health and Happiness is a show around intimate health and the whole person. So when we start to understand the inner workings and how it comes out of us and how our environment and our external world is impacting our internal world, we see that what is within is also without, and we can start to make the changes accordingly. So this is going to help us. When I look to find out what it is they want for their lives right now and what they want for their lives, it's like two different questions. What do you want for your life and what do you want for your life right now? Because it's January, we're off to a flying start, we're making decisions, and the year of the horse, and also 2026 is around choice, union, and responsibility. So we are making choices for how we intend to start the year. But we know that when people make resolutions, they make them, but within 14 days, those resolutions are given up. We've given up on them. It's too much, not going to do it. So rather than looking at January being the month of resolution, look at it being the month of choice. Look at it being the opportunity to close a door on something and open another door. So when it comes to discipline, it's not so much discipline, it's desire. What do you want for your life? What do you really want for your life in the area of your health? Because even if you want a husband, a nice car, a nice house, 2.4 children to live in the suburbs, all of that requires the body, you, to step into all of those things. So to want those things is one thing. To enjoy and endure those things is another. How do you want to enjoy those things? How do you want to endure those things? How do you want to experience those things? What memories do you want to create in those places with that nice outfit on, with that ring on your finger, driving that car, living at that address, working in that environment, having a team of people? How do you physically, mentally, emotionally want to turn up? Because this is an opportunity for you to really say, right, I want to be able to evolve physically, spiritually, emotionally, hormonally, in a way that allows me to be a great leader, be a great manager, move into the C-suite, turn up for work, then turn up for my family, then turn up for my social calendar, but to turn up for myself. I want to feel good about myself. I want to be age-defying, not age-defining. I don't want my age and the thoughts that go around my age to define what I choose to do, what I don't choose to do, because somebody said that she's 50 now, or she's maybe going for the menopause, and they define me by my actions that they associate with those women that are going through the change, that are having these experiences. So if you want to make a change, if you want to do something different, then I'm here to help you. Honestly, when I look back, I've done a post on LinkedIn, I look back over my 30 years plus being in this industry, how I fell into pelvic health. I didn't fall into it because I chose it as a profession. I think it chose me. A throwaway comment my friend made years ago after having the second baby drew my attention to the fact that after childbirth, there could be some significant changes downstairs that are going to impact the sexual satisfaction that I was enjoying pre-baby. That I didn't want that to happen. And I wasn't pregnant, but I just thought, wow, I have to make sure that I'm prepared. So I fell into something by default whilst teaching 21 classes a week, exercise to music, step, circuits, you name it. But this then became something I was being stopped in the street. I was being told, I'm letting my husband down. You've got to help me. And suddenly I was getting phone calls saying, Jenny, I got home and I ran upstairs and I got to the toilet and I pulled down my knickers and I made it. It was like they were doing exercises. And without me focusing on reversing incontinence, I was in one hand changing sexual functions. So the husbands were saying, you're doing Jenny stuff, aren't you? Because that's the quote they were telling me. You're doing Jenny stuff. Go to Jenny's class. And on the other hand, women were going, oh my God, I made it to the toilet. So I met Paul Check. I wrote my first book, Can a Vagina Really Buy a Mercedes? Subtitled, What Can Your Pelvic Floor Do for You? But then I met ladies at the Harbour Club in Chelsea and they emailed me and they had issues with organs that were prolapsing. I was able to make a significant difference to them in a group exercise Swiss ball class within 6 weeks. And then be invited to the house and the husband stand behind the wife and kiss them on the head and say, thank you for giving me my wife back. And I was transforming lives and saving relationships. And so the second book was born and I wrote the second book, Pelvic Floor Secrets. I was invited to exhibit at the Midwives Conference in Telford back in 2013. Because I had a whole program on prioritizing your pelvic floor in pregnancy. See, it wasn't your standard postnatal program. I interviewed Paul Check back in 2011. I have a whole wonderful audio on the beauty of breathing because that's where everything starts. It starts with breath and understanding. If you want to go after anything, orthopedic or otherwise, you have to look at breath. What does our breath say to our inner world? What? Because that's the first signal. And all of a sudden, things started to change. But they were changing physically. They were changing emotionally. Excuse me, they were changing structurally. Women were not only able to have sexual feeling or stop themselves from wetting themselves or avoid surgery for prolapse. Imagine being with a physiotherapist for 8 months and nothing's changing. Come into little Jenny Russell's class for 6 weeks and then suddenly your readings have tripled and you're signed off. That's massive. But they were also improving their posture. They were also improving their body shape, which means they were improving their confidence, which improved their desire, which gave them this whole different way. They could go to work and feel safe. They could be at home and they could feel safe. They could go on the trampoline with their children and feel safe. So this was really fantastic for me. So it was lovely because what it meant is that women were reclaiming their bodies. They were understanding pain differently. They were learning discernment without dependency. They were moving from fix me to I understand myself. So what's lovely is, what's your next chapter? Because your next chapter doesn't have to be louder. It just needs to be deeper in understanding. So it's not about expanding outwards. It's about drawing into yourself. And that's what the 60-day journey is about. No matter how fabulously fit you are after 50, no matter how sassy, sexy you are after 60, no matter how fortunate you are after 40, you're moving into, through, and beyond the menopause. Understanding yourself, it starts with self and coming back to self, looking at the health wheel, 15 steps in a health wheel, self-love, self-care, self-awareness, connections, oxygen, movements that matter, exercise, there is a difference between the two, sleep, food, intimate health, rehydration, spirituality, thoughts, and coming back to self is wonderful. It starts with self and we start at 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock is a triangle. Self-love, self-care, self-awareness. It's complete. It's whole. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. It goes round from masculine through the feminine energy, coming back round to itself to meet itself again. That journey is amazing. If you want to learn more about the journey, it starts on the 12th of January. Then you can email me, pelvicsecrets@icloud.com. You can find me on Instagram and TikTok @pelvicsecrets. And or you can find me on LinkedIn and Facebook, Jenny Russell with an I. Also, Pelvic Floor Secrets, you can find me on Facebook. I don't use X very much and I don't use Snapchat very much, but I may get into those things. But that's where you can find me. Or like I said, you can go to my website, jennyrussell.com. You can also email me there as well. You can join up, sign up for a newsletter. And there are different ways in which we can connect together. But we have run out of time, and I really do hope that as we start this year, the year of choice, union, and responsibility, that you will decide that your health, your autonomy, who you are, how you are, and what you do, first and foremost, you keep it to yourself. You don't look for external validation. You know who you are, and you know who you are when you take the time to invest in yourself and discover exactly what life has for you. So, until next week, in health and happiness, stay blessed, stay well, and stay safe. You're in for an amazing ride this year. Buckle up!